And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is letting go of a long-term relationship. We see how difficult this is for you as human beings. There is some notion that a long-term relationship, just because it has been over many years, is still of value to you. We ask you this week to look at this idea and to question it. A human relationship is intended to be mutually beneficial. We say this even as a relationship may have some rough spots, because the benefit is for the growth of both parties. So discernment is required here as you look at your long-term relationships. The most important thing for you is to ask, in this current moment in my human life, this lifetime, is this relationship serving me in the best and highest ways? This is not about being selfish, but it is intended for you to look with very clear eyes at the dynamic of a relationship, a long-term relationship. For example, was it founded on trauma bonding? Was it founded on inspiration and freedom and honoring each other and your differences? Is there independence in the relationship that allows you to grow and stretch and expand as you are intended to? Or does it keep you constricted, constrained, tethered to the way you have always been? This truly is about you doing your own investigation of yourself and where you are in your life. What you are asking for is to have all aspects of your life tending to you, to your growth, to your evolution. Sometimes these things may seem like they are painful, but pain is often the springboard into greater awareness and your learning, your self-knowledge. So do not discard something, a relationship, simply because you see it causes you pain. But you need to dig deeper and investigate. And we also always remind you, as you are doing your questioning and investigating, that you hold hands with God, the God that created you, and your spirit, and you are at the central point of your being, the center of your being, or you may call it your heart space, but it is not truly physical. It is coming home to the center of your being, where all wisdom and knowingness and God and your spirit reside. And from this place of neutrality, ask the question, does this relationship serve me now? Is it in my best and highest to continue on, to continue to invest in this friendship, in this marriage, in this relationship? You will see and hear the resistance that comes up that would cause you to stay strapped or tethered to a relationship that no longer serves you. It could be voices like, well, she has been your friend for so long, how could you just let her go? Or he is a sibling and family is all good, and so you need to stay close to this sibling. And the marriage. Is the marriage complete? Is this relationship one that has given you and the other all that it was designed to give you? The big difficulty is for the human mind to let go of those things that it is familiar with and that it has known. This is its comfort spot. So it will try in every way to pull you back and to keep you tied to relationships that no longer serve you because it is familiar and known. We ask you to do this good work. It is homework to investigate your relationships and ask the difficult questions. Stay at the center of your being as you observe the relationship, its beginnings, how it has evolved, if it is complete, all of those aspects. And then allow yourself to bless the other and the relationship and to give it to God. That is what you are doing in this present moment. You are giving it to God. God then will determine if it is complete or if it will emerge as a new relationship with this individual, but you are completely giving it over to God. Completely releasing all to God. This is our best counsel to you, each of you, as you are in relationship, many relationships, and we ask you to begin this exercise of researching and looking at those relatings in your life, and if they serve you or if they have blessed you in the past, and it is time to let them go. It is time to give them to God, to surrender all. We see this will bring great self-awareness to you as you hear the resistant voices and you either listen to them or you bow to them. Listen to God, dear ones. God is your best guide always. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.